how am I supposed to do that? The famed question from the book. I'm going to give this to you kind of real quick, nitty gritty, so that we can get to our discussion points. First thing is, how am I supposed to do that is a question. Any question that we ask required precursors, accusations, audits, right? Accusations, audit for three places: before an ask, at the beginning, or before bad news. Before an ask is the most important one. This is an ask, we can never forget that. So for those that have had varying degrees of success, how am I supposed to do that? Get your accusations audit ready to go. One that Derek loves to use, especially when he's on the kind of on the seller side, is simply like, this is going to make me sound greedy. I know that this is going to make me sound greedy. It's a great thing to have in your back pocket when you're doing how am I supposed to do that. The other part of how am I supposed to do that, the fine points of the execution. Need to have an accusations audit beforehand. We also need to be mentally ready to deliver it three times. How am I supposed to do that is not a skill that was designed to be left out there once on its own and then never revisited. Be prepared to say it three times. Number one, because the first time you say it, you're probably resetting their brain to a certain degree. It's going to take them a second to get those wheels turned all the way around. And so whatever their knee-jerk response is to it, it's probably an indication that their brain did not fully absorb the question. And so, especially if you get a knee-jerk reaction or simply something you don't like, be ready to hit them with it again. And then be ready to hit them with it a third time. For all intents and purposes, think of this emotional context or this emotional moment that we're creating as something we do not want to let them weasel their way out of. We all have dealt with people that are great at weaseling or changing the subject or trying to reflect back or bounce it off of you. This is one of those moments we need to stay acutely focused on. I don't care how hard you run in that direction, I'm going to gently turn you around and lead you right back to how am I supposed to do that. Now, third point in executing this step, our voice. You've heard us in different classes talk about how important our tone is, and it probably sounds like we're beating a dead horse when we bring it up. We can't stress the importance of it enough. How am I supposed to do that? How am I supposed to do that? How am I supposed to do that? It's three different ways to deliver the same question, putting emphasis on how in the first one, putting it on I in the second one, and then putting it on that in the third delivery. So that's another way not only to really drive home the emphasis with the question, but also to keep ourselves, we're all worried about, you know, we don't want to sound like a parrot or sound like we're repeating ourselves again. Saying the same words and putting an emphasis in a different spot is enough of a change audibly that we eliminate the risk of sounding like a parrot. So accusations audit, be ready to deliver it three times, put an emphasis on how, I, and that as you work your way through those three steps.